USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives has approved funding legislation that averts a pre-Christmas government shutdown. The government runs out of money at week's end, and the two spending bills extend government funding through September at the end of the fiscal year. The Senate is also expected to approve the bills. The Democratic-led House Rules Committee is continuing to meet regarding the impeachment debate. The committee's top Republican, Tom Cole from Oklahoma, calls it a sad time.
This is not the result of a fair process and certainly not a bipartisan one. Sadly, the Democrats' impeachment inquiry has been flawed and partisan from day one.
Cole also described impeachment as flawed and says it's a disastrous political sideshow. And senators from both sides of the aisle are meeting with the NCAA president to discuss paying college athletes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Home building in the United States is on the rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Home building rose more than expected for November, with permits for home construction at a 12-year high. Lower mortgage rates continue to boost the housing market and support the broader economy. Housing starts rose by 3.2%, and approximately 1.3 million units were built last month. Building permits increased to a rate of nearly 1.5 million units in November, the highest level since May of 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Family, friends, and many fellow officers are saying goodbye to the Jersey City detective killed in last week's shooting rampage.
It's important to show support to the family, to the officers' department, and send a message to the community that we stand together when these things happen.
That's Joe from Maryland, who made the trip for the funeral mass for Joseph Seals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More states are following New York's lead now. New Jersey lawmakers are sending a bill to the governor that would allow for illegal aliens to get driver's licenses. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News why this is a bad idea.
There's a provision of this law that's very troubling. So it restricts DHS's access to that DMV data. So this is Homeland Security investigations and CBP officers who are investigating crimes, building cases, looking at suspects that are not going to have data to do their job. So again, they're investigating terrorism cases, human smuggling cases, child pornography cases, and the like. And now, as they do that, they're not going to have that DMV data to build their case, to make their community safer, to ensure the safety of the officers themselves. And so it's very troubling. It's very similar to what we see with sanctuary policies around the country that, again, are not protecting the communities.
White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, is promising voters will not forget if moderate Democrats vote to impeach President Trump.
Can we stop calling them moderate Democrats? I think they've proven that they're not. They are not representing the will of their people. If you're called a representative, if that's your day job, you ought to represent the will of your people.
Conway speaking there on Fox News, and she also noted the Dow Jones Industrial Average has improved 10,000 points since President Trump took office. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.